You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Value. Value.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Sign up today at plenty.com for access to offers worth over $100 in savings. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine turning on a shower and getting an endless supply of hot water almost immediately.
As soon as this heats up, whoa, hello.
With the smart recirculation technology of the new Rinnai Ultra Series tankless water heaters, Rinnai brings you faster hot water in showers, sinks, and other home appliances.
That was fast.
That was fast.
Rinnai tankless water heaters give you an endless supply of hot water faster, plus big savings on water and gas, which leaves only one question. Why wait any longer? To learn more, visit us at rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Searchers in eastern Indonesia have spotted the wreckage of a plane that crashed in a rugged mountainous area yesterday, but they have to hold off on the rescue mission because of darkness.
Search planes went into the air early Monday after residents of a village told local police they saw a plane flying low before crashing into a mountain. The teams are preparing to try to reach the crash site by air and foot, but efforts are hampered by the rugged terrain.
That was AP correspondent Malcolm Foster. There were 54 people on board and $470,000 in cash, which was intended for poor families. Iran's supreme leader says the fate of the nuclear deal is still unknown. Lawmakers in both countries are reviewing it. Meanwhile, the foreign ministers of Russia and Iran are holding talks in Moscow. Russia also sees the nuclear deal as clearing the way for delivery of air defense missiles to Iran and for signing new contracts to build nuclear power plants there. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says members of Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia are praying for the former president who announced last week that cancer has spread from his liver to other parts of his body. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 90-year-old Carter had taught his usual Sunday school lesson at his home church on August 2nd. That's the day before doctors found the cancer had spread. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte says it is not a very big church, so everyone knows each other, especially if you're a former president.
President Carter is very intimate with everyone in this church because it's a small church, and so it very much does feel almost like a family member has been diagnosed.
Mr. Carter was scheduled to teach 8 more Sunday school lessons through October, but different arrangements will now be made so he can undergo treatment. I'm John Clemens.
Beijing is ordering a nationwide check on workplace safety following last week's warehouse explosion that killed 114 people and left 70 missing. The explosions in the port city of Tianjin originated in a warehouse containing hazardous materials in amounts that violated safety rules. Also, the facility was too close to residences, public buildings, and highways. An Afghan official says two gunmen have kidnapped a German woman in Kabul, stopping her car early this morning in the city. They say she works for a German government aid agency. Security in Kabul has deteriorated in recent months as Taliban insurgents have intensified their war against the Kabul government. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In 1949, President Harry S. Truman signs the National Security Bill, which establishes the Department of Defense. As the Cold War heated up, the Department of Defense became the cornerstone of America's military effort to contain the expansion of communism. In
19. Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary. Humanity in motion. This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. An investigation is ongoing after a parachutist involved in a mid-air collision at the Chicago Air and Water Show died. Sergeant First Class Corey Hood of Cincinnati, Ohio, is heard here in a promotional video posted on the Facebook page of the United States Army Golden Knights.
I'm Sergeant First Class Corey Hood, the Black Demonstration Team of the United States Army Parachute Team, the Golden Knights.
Officials say Hood died Sunday after colliding with a member of the Navy Leapfrogs jump team the day before the teams performed a maneuver during a jump. Donald Trump is taking a break from the campaign today. The Republican presidential frontrunner has been summoned to state Supreme Court in Manhattan for jury duty. The billionaire real estate mogul paid a fine of $250 for skipping jury duty earlier this year. Vice President Joe Biden's advisors are telling him he needs to decide by October 1st whether he's going to run for president. Sources say Biden has been told putting together a viable campaign operation at this point will be an uphill challenge. Biden also is being told to concentrate on the first four nominating contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIC's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Grandpa.
Shall we book another appointment then?
Wonderful.
I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says members of Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, are praying for the former president, who announced last week that cancer has spread from his liver to other parts of his body. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 90-year-old Carter had taught his usual Sunday school lesson at his home church on August 2nd. That's the day before doctors found the cancer had spread. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte says it is not a very big church, so everyone knows each other, especially if you're a former president.
President Carter is very intimate with everyone in this church. Because it's a small church, it very much does feel almost like a family member has been diagnosed.
Mr. Carter was scheduled to teach 8 more Sunday school lessons through October, but different arrangements will now be made so he can undergo treatment. I'm John Clemens.
Officials say a software upgrade may have caused the glitch that forced hundreds of flights to be canceled or delayed this weekend. The glitch caused over 400 flights to be canceled Saturday, with airports on the East Coast affected the most. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
The U.S. has fewer middle-income jobs than it did before the Great Recession tanked the economy 8 years ago. A new report this morning by Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce says there are 900,000 fewer middle-income jobs than there were in 2007. Researchers say lower-income and upper-income jobs are back to their pre-recession levels. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says he does not believe abortion is acceptable in any circumstances, including the rape of a young girl. The former Arkansas governor and ordained Southern Baptist minister emphasized his position on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
When an abortion happens, there are two victims. One is the child. The other is that birth mother, who often will go through extraordinary guilt years later when she begins to think through what happened.
Huckabee said if a 10-year-old girl became pregnant from being raped, abortion would not, quote, solve a problem.
I wouldn't even pretend that it's anything other than a terrible tragedy. But let's not compound the tragedy by taking yet another life.
America's African-American churches are taking a hard look at changes that could affect the character of the black church. Church leaders have been meeting in their congregations and with one another to consider tightening security. This comes after the mass murders at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina earlier this summer. Leaders also have concerns about rising violence in a number of their neighborhoods. They're even more concerned about making changes that could harm the open-door policy that's always made the church a safe haven in African-American communities. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Heidi & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Heidi & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. An investigation is ongoing after a parachutist involved in a mid-air collision at the Chicago Air and Water Show died. Sergeant First Class Corey Hood of Cincinnati, Ohio, is heard here in a promotional video posted on the Facebook page of the United States Army Golden Knights.
I'm Sergeant First Class Corey Hood, the Black Demonstration Team of the United States Army Parachute Team, the Golden Knights.
Officials say Hood died Sunday after colliding with a member of the Navy Leapfrogs jump team the day before the teams performed a maneuver during a jump. Donald Trump is taking a break from the campaign today. The Republican presidential frontrunner has been summoned to state Supreme Court in Manhattan for jury duty. The billionaire real estate mogul paid a fine of $250 for skipping jury duty earlier this year. Vice President Joe Biden's advisors are telling him he needs to decide by October 1st whether he's going to run for president. Sources say Biden has been told putting together a viable campaign operation at this point will be an uphill challenge. Biden also is being told to concentrate on the first four nominating contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist? Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch?
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says members of Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, are praying for the former president, who announced last week that cancer has spread from his liver to other parts of his body. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 90-year-old Carter had taught his usual Sunday school lesson at his home church on August 2nd. That's the day before doctors found the cancer had spread. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte says it is not a very big church, so everyone knows each other, especially if you're a former president.
President Carter is very intimate with everyone in this church. Because it's a small church, it very much does feel almost like a family member has been diagnosed.
Mr. Carter was scheduled to teach 8 more Sunday school lessons through October, but different arrangements will now be made so he can undergo treatment. I'm John Clemens.
Officials say a software upgrade may have caused the glitch that forced hundreds of flights to be canceled or delayed this weekend. The glitch caused over 400 flights to be canceled Saturday, with airports on the East Coast affected the most. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
The U.S. has fewer middle-income jobs than it did before the Great Recession tanked the economy 8 years ago. A new report this morning by Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce says there are 900,000 fewer middle-income jobs than there were in 2007. Researchers say lower-income and upper-income jobs are back to their pre-recession levels. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says he does not believe abortion is acceptable in any circumstances, including the rape of a young girl. The former Arkansas governor and ordained Southern Baptist minister emphasized his position on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
When an abortion happens, there are two victims. One is the child. The other is that birth mother, who often will go through extraordinary guilt years later when she begins to think through what happened.
Huckabee said if a 10-year-old girl became pregnant from being raped, abortion would not, quote, solve a problem.
I wouldn't even pretend that it's anything other than a terrible tragedy. But let's not compound the tragedy by taking yet another life.
America's African-American churches are taking a hard look at changes that could affect the character of the black church. Church leaders have been meeting in their congregations and with one another to consider tightening security. This comes after the mass murders at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina earlier this summer. Leaders also have concerns about rising violence in a number of their neighborhoods. They're even more concerned about making changes that could harm the open-door policy that's always made the church a safe haven in African-American communities. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the Chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4255. HMC, or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. An investigation is ongoing after a parachutist involved in a mid-air collision at the Chicago Air and Water Show died. Sergeant First Class Corey Hood of Cincinnati, Ohio, is heard here in a promotional video posted on the Facebook page of the United States Army Golden Knights.
I'm Sergeant First Class Corey Hood, the Black Demonstration Team of the United States Army Parachute Team, the Golden Knights.
Officials say Hood died Sunday after colliding with a member of the Navy Leapfrogs jump team the day before the teams performed a maneuver during a jump. Donald Trump is taking a break from the campaign today. The Republican presidential frontrunner has been summoned to state Supreme Court in Manhattan for jury duty. The billionaire real estate mogul paid a fine of $250 for skipping jury duty earlier this year. Vice President Joe Biden's advisors are telling him he needs to decide by October 1st whether he's going to run for president. Sources say Biden has been told putting together a viable campaign operation at this point will be an uphill challenge. Biden also is being told to concentrate on the first four nominating contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIC's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist? Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says members of Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, are praying for the former president, who announced last week that cancer has spread from his liver to other parts of his body. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 90-year-old Carter had taught his usual Sunday school lesson at his home church on August 2nd. That's the day before doctors found the cancer had spread. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte says it is not a very big church, so everyone knows each other, especially if you're a former president.
President Carter is very intimate with everyone in this church. Because it's a small church, it very much does feel almost like a family member has been diagnosed.
Mr. Carter was scheduled to teach 8 more Sunday school lessons through October, but different arrangements will now be made so he can undergo treatment. I'm John Clemens.
Officials say a software upgrade may have caused the glitch that forced hundreds of flights to be canceled or delayed this weekend. The glitch caused over 400 flights to be canceled Saturday, with airports on the East Coast affected the most. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
The U.S. has fewer middle-income jobs than it did before the Great Recession tanked the economy 8 years ago. A new report this morning by Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce says there are 900,000 fewer middle-income jobs than there were in 2007. Researchers say lower-income and upper-income jobs are back to their pre-recession levels. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says he does not believe abortion is acceptable in any circumstances, including the rape of a young girl. The former Arkansas governor and ordained Southern Baptist minister emphasized his position on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
When an abortion happens, there are two victims. One is the child. The other is that birth mother, who often will go through extraordinary guilt years later when she begins to think through what happened.
Huckabee said if a 10-year-old girl became pregnant from being raped, abortion would not, quote, solve a problem.
I wouldn't even pretend that it's anything other than a terrible tragedy. But let's not compound the tragedy by taking yet another life.
America's African-American churches are taking a hard look at changes that could affect the character of the black church. Church leaders have been meeting in their congregations and with one another to consider tightening security. This comes after the mass murders at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, earlier this summer. Leaders also have concerns about rising violence in a number of their neighborhoods. They're even more concerned about making changes that could harm the open door policy that's always made the church a safe haven in African American communities. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. An investigation is ongoing after a parachutist involved in a mid-air collision at the Chicago Air and Water Show died. Sergeant First Class Corey Hood of Cincinnati, Ohio, is heard here in a promotional video posted on the Facebook page of the United States Army Golden Knights.
I'm Sergeant First Class Corey Hood, the Black Demonstration Team of the United States Army Parachute Team, the Golden Knights.
Officials say Hood died Sunday after colliding with a member of the Navy Leapfrogs jump team the day before the teams performed a maneuver during a jump. Donald Trump is taking a break from the campaign today. The Republican presidential frontrunner has been summoned to state Supreme Court in Manhattan for jury duty. The billionaire real estate mogul paid a fine of $250 for skipping jury duty earlier this year. Vice President Joe Biden's advisors are telling him he needs to decide by October 1st whether he's going to run for president. Sources say Biden has been told putting together a viable campaign operation at this point will be an uphill challenge. Biden also is being told to concentrate on the first four nominating contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. This is USA Headline News.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why BIC's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a BIC.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with BIC and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at BIC, Fight for Your Right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a BIC today and see for yourself.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist? Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free.
Big lunch.
You're drooling on my papers.
That's lovely.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobil, Nationwide, and Rite Aid. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says members of Maranatha Baptist Church in Plains, Georgia, are praying for the former president, who announced last week that cancer has spread from his liver to other parts of his body. USA's John Clemens reports.
The 90-year-old Carter had taught his usual Sunday school lesson at his home church on August 2nd. That's the day before doctors found the cancer had spread. The Reverend Jeremy Schulte says it is not a very big church, so everyone knows each other, especially if you're a former president.
President Carter is very intimate with everyone in this church. Because it's a small church, it very much does feel almost like a family member has been diagnosed.
Mr. Carter was scheduled to teach 8 more Sunday school lessons through October, but different arrangements will now be made so he can undergo treatment. I'm John Clemens.
Officials say a software upgrade may have caused the glitch that forced hundreds of flights to be canceled or delayed this weekend. The glitch caused over 400 flights to be canceled Saturday, with airports on the East Coast affected the most. This is USA Headline News.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/22.
The U.S. has fewer middle-income jobs than it did before the Great Recession tanked the economy 8 years ago. A new report this morning by Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce says there are 900,000 fewer middle-income jobs than there were in 2007. Researchers say lower-income and upper-income jobs are back to their pre-recession levels. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says he does not believe abortion is acceptable in any circumstances, including the rape of a young girl. The former Arkansas governor and ordained Southern Baptist minister emphasized his position on CNN's State of the Union yesterday.
When an abortion happens, there are two victims. One is the child. The other is that birth mother, who often will go through extraordinary guilt years later when she begins to think through what happened.
Huckabee said if a 10-year-old girl became pregnant from being raped, abortion would not, quote, solve a problem.
I wouldn't even pretend that it's anything other than a terrible tragedy. But let's not compound the tragedy by taking yet another life.
America's African-American churches are taking a hard look at changes that could affect the character of the black church. Church leaders have been meeting in their congregations and with one another to consider tightening security. This comes after the mass murders at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina earlier this summer. Leaders also have concerns about rising violence in a number of their neighborhoods. They're even more concerned about making changes that could harm the open-door policy that's always made the church a safe haven in African-American communities. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion. This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish?
Download our Hunter and Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterandChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. An investigation is ongoing after a parachutist involved in a mid-air collision at the Chicago Air and Water Show died. Sergeant First Class Corey Hood of Cincinnati, Ohio, is heard here in a promotional video posted on the Facebook page of the United States Army Golden Knights.
I'm Sergeant First Class Corey Hood.
Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Hillary Clinton's private email server is being reviewed by investigators and may take months. And more classified emails have been found, according to the Washington Post. South Carolina Representative Trey Gowdy, chairman of the House Select Committee on Benghazi, says this is not a political witch hunt.
Sometimes when people are frustrated, they look in the mirror and they engage in a little bit of self-reflection, and sometimes they lash out and blame non-existent right-wing conspiracies, and apparently she's chosen to do the latter.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday, and officials told the newspaper the figures are likely to grow. Searchers in eastern Indonesia have spotted the wreckage of a plane that crashed in a rugged mountainous area, but they have to hold off on the rescue mission because of darkness. Smoke was still blowing from the wreckage, located at an altitude of 8,500 feet. There were 54 people on board and $470,000 in cash, which was intended for poor families. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have trouble remembering names or where you left your keys? Ever feel like you're just in a mental fog? Over 140 million Americans over 40 suffer age-related memory loss. That's because, as we age, our brains stop producing vital neuropeptides, making it harder to retain important information. In fact, by age 50, the average person has lost half their short-term memory capacity. That's why a team of neuroscientists created Cebria, a medical miracle shown in a double-blind clinical trial to dramatically improve short-term memory in just 30 days. Better memory and clarity can boost your career and help you enjoy time with your kids and grandkids. Call 800-413-8643 now to receive a full 30-day supply of Cebria risk-free. Dramatically improve your memory with Cebria. Just call 800-413-8643. That's 800-413-8643. 800-413-8643.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal